You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a new daily microcast from the experts at GoToMeeting all about making work from home work for you. Find Remarkably Remote on smart speakers, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, or listen at gotomeeting.com/tips. That's gotomeeting.com/tips. The president cuts WHO funding, new studies project years of social distancing, and China withholds critical information. Here's what you should know. In a press conference Tuesday, President Trump said he would halt funding to the WHO, the organization leading the charge against coronavirus internationally, because it has failed in its basic duty. This comes at a time when the president has repeatedly sought to deflect criticism of his own response. Leaders around the world have denounced the decision. Harvard researchers have modeled how long we'd have to continue social distancing if the virus turns out to be seasonal, like some of its coronavirus cousins that cause common colds. Spoiler alert, it could be as long as 2022. According to new reports, a request to print the president's name on the front of the paper stimulus checks that will be mailed out to millions of American households could delay sending by several days. The Treasury now expects these to be sent sometime next week. According to internal documents leaked to the AP, Chinese officials knew the novel coronavirus could be transmitted from one human to another for 6 days in January before telling the rest of the world. In those critical days, tens of thousands of people gathered for a banquet in Wuhan, and at least 3,000 more people were infected. Finally, here's today's one question. Should you avoid all group gatherings? Joshua Weitz, a quantitative biologist at Georgia Tech, put together a COVID-19 risk assessment chart for exactly this reason. For instance, if there were only 2,000 cases of coronavirus nationwide, you have about a 0.0061% chance of catching the virus while attending a 10-person dinner party. But if you sat in the stands at the March Madness championship game, those odds could bump up to around 45%. You can also lower your risk by making more infrequent trips to the store, working from home when possible, and taking precautionary measures like hand washing and setting some 6-foot boundaries. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.